Thank you for giving me the floor, Madam Chair, and let me too congratulate you and the entire Bureau on your election. I was not planning to intervene in this opening session, but unfortunately, again, I feel compelled to respond to, as my right to reply, to the factual misguiding and even incorrect narrative and accusations delivered by the Russian Federation representative, in particular those directed to the EU. We were indeed hoping for a substance-based exchange, which has been the case by the valuable interventions by other colleague delegates, but yet again have to listen to messages that were dismantled on numerous occasions in this and other forum. So as last week and during the Investment Commission, I will not give these messages much benefit of consideration and of our time. Yet regardless of how we turn the figures, let us not forget why we find ourselves in the situation of heightened global urgency. The EU and the world are facing the existential threat of climate change and a growing energy crisis. Russia's unprovoked military aggression against Ukraine has massively disrupted the global energy systems, affecting people in all corners of the world. It has exacerbated existing trends in tightening energy and food markets, triggering increased price volatility and energy security risks across the globe. Contrary to Russia's disinformation, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has caused and continues to cause these impacts. Let us not ignore that a manipulation of EU gas market by Russia, reducing of gas supply, started already in summer 2021. Or the report that Russia burning large amounts of natural gas rather than sending it to the markets, causing some 9,000 tons of CO2 being emitted every day. Or the Russia's blockade of the Black Sea, declaring it a war zone, causing global shipping prices to spike. These are all simple facts. The Repower EU plan, which was released in May, is the EU's response to the hardship and global energy market disruptions caused by this Russian invasion of Ukraine. It is our plan to increase Europe's strategic resilience and independence from unreliable suppliers such as Russia. This plan has its internal components that reduce consumption, increase efficiency, and thus accelerate our green transition. But it is also paired with elaborating and opening new opportunities for other countries and the possibility of new energy partnerships between the EU and developing countries. For instance, we have ongoing initiatives in place such as a renewable hydrogen partnership with Namibia or solar, hydro and geothermal energy production development with the ASEAN countries or hydropower plants in Tajikistan, just to mention a few latest examples. As is clear, these are all actions that help engage in green transition in our partner countries. The EU's short-term fossil fuel security concerns are a function of Russia's weaponizing its energy supplies. Its net effect will be an acceleration of our energy transition and not an increase in global fossil fuel use. We're not looking to increase our fossil fuel imports, but to replace Russian fossil fuel imports and to accelerate our green transition. To be very clear, the current EU energy decision do not mean any change of EU's objective and policy in relation to green transition and to achieve the 2050, the zero emission goal. Our past and current actions confirm this fact, and we are ready to partner with countries that share such goals, as also clearly and explicitly signaled during the successful COP27 in Sharm el-Sheikh. I thank you.